This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 27th. God's word to you today is see, embrace, and push. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verses 9 to 10, and it says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Jesus prevailed in Gethsemane before he could prevail in Golgotha. Do not stop calling. Push through it. You need to go to Gethsemane, that is the place of praying, before you get to the place of actually physically doing the work of pushing in Golgotha, which is Calvary. If Jesus had not prevailed in Gethsemane, Jesus would not have been able to prevail in Golgotha. What I'm saying is, you need to pray through before you can push through. Do not stop calling. Push through it. You need to pray through before you can push through. The reason a lot of people are not able to push through a project or push through an initiative is that they have not spent time to pray through it. If you do not pray through it, you cannot push through it because the requisite energy would not be present to push through it. You see through it, you embrace it, and you push through it. Once you are done with the work of Calvary, then you are a candidate for a miracle. That is when you can now wait for resurrection. That is when the power of God is needed to move in your direction. Unfortunately, so many people do not see through it. Sadly, many do not embrace it. Painfully, a lot of people do not push through it, but they are asking for a miracle. It does not work like that. We do not want to embrace it, see through it, and push through it, and we want to see the miracle at the beginning. God is saying, no, the miracle comes after you have seen it through, embraced it, and have pushed it through. It's then you need a miracle. It is after you must have put in the work, then you need a miracle. After you have done your part, then you need a miracle. Luke 11 verse 9 says, "And I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you." You are calling and calling and you are calling, then you need an answer. You are seeking and seeking and you are seeking, then you need the revelation. You're knocking and knocking and you're knocking, then you need an open door. God is saying to you, do not stop calling. Why? Luke 11 verse 10 says, "For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Let us pray. Father, help me see through this pain, so that I can have the courage to embrace it and push it through. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.